A very warm welcome to Forest FM. It's just gone 5 o'clock and it's time for your Eurovision Showcase with me, Kieran Aritasias. I hope you can get yourselves ready for the next hour of Eurovision music. I'll keep you updated with the latest goings on into the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. And this year's contest in Lisbon, Portugal, we'll be playing lots of new Eurovision entries, including the entry from the United Kingdom.
This is Lucy Jones from the UK. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
And speaking of which, let's hear the UK entry. It's from Suri and the song is called Storm, United Kingdom 2018.
Hey, hey brother, do you remember when we were kids with no fear? Hey sister, do you believe in the things we dreamt we discovered? I still have faith, I still believe in chasing rainbows. Storms don't last forever, forever. Remember, we can hold our hands together.
Yes, that's our entry this year. Suri with Storm here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And it was awesome to be down there in Brighton and at the Dome for Eurovision You Decide this year. I've been very lucky enough to attend the last three editions of Eurovision You Decide since 2016. And I must admit, this one was probably the best one, I think. It was the most special one. I think the quality of the songs have certainly been improving year on, year out. And not to take anything away from 2016, because I think the selection of the songs that year was outstanding too, and it certainly was last year in 2017. But this year in 2018, I think we brought it to a whole new level. I thought actually all of the songs competing really had a chance to really sort of like make an impact in the Eurovision scoreboard. And I was a little bit pessimistic before going into the contest that Suri would live up to many Eurovision fans' expectations and storm the show, but it certainly did. And Asanda and certainly Rhea were particularly my favourites going into the contest. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all because, you know, I think the girls and all of the contestants of Eurovision You Decide 2018 have got great careers going forward. Certainly. They're all new and young, so they've got a long way to go, of course. And Suri, I mean, for our benefit, I think here in the United Kingdom, she's coming in with fantastic experience in recent years at the Eurovision Song Contest. Because if you didn't know, Suri was a backing singer for Loïc Notet for Belgium in 2015, coming fourth. And she was a backing singer for Blanche last year for Belgium in 2017, also coming fourth. So she's got experience being in the crazy world of the Eurovision Song Contest, as we know. So I think we can be quietly confident. And I think the song's really anthemic too. So I wouldn't write it completely off. But again, it all matters down to the performance at the Eurovision itself. It's all it comes down to. The betting odds don't always pick the winner. I mean, before the contest of 2014, Conchita was 25-1. And then until the semi-final start, they got cut completely. So there you go. There you go. So, anyways, you're welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. If you want to follow us on social media, it would be lovely to know that you're fair. You can follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase is our Twitter handle. Also, you can go to Facebook and you can like our Facebook page, which is called the Eurovision Showcase. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. All right, and also you can email us tutsexperience, that's T-U-T-T-S experience, all one word, at hotmail.co.uk. And of course, you can email us in the studio, studio@forestfm.co.uk. Now it's time for us to play our next entry for 2018. And this was a song that was decided last night. Okay. And it's come from a gentleman called Rasmussen. And my goodness me, he looks like a Viking. He does. He's Danish. And it's Denmark 2018. And it won with over 50% of the vote in the semi, in the super final, because there was 10 songs, and then cut down to the top three, and then the Danish public voted again, and Rasmussen got there. He did indeed. So the song is called Higher Ground. This really does have the feel of Pirates of the Caribbean and Vikings on longboats and stuff. It sounds good, I think. So Denmark 2018, Rasmussen with Higher Ground.
Ships in the making, bound for a distant shore. World for the taking, men gone forevermore. Boarding and setting sail, yet victory won't prevail. Oh, free the air.
Oh, the world is upside down, getting harder every day. It's so easy to go round in circles trying to find my way. But deep inside there is a voice getting louder every day, telling me there is a choice that only I can make this world a better place. I'm standing up for love. With fear of being hurt for who you are, who you love, or how you feel. Everything is changing, moving at the speed of light. When your chance comes, take it. Make a step towards doing what's right and fight while there's still time. Keep standing up for love, standing up for love without a moment of regret. Second guessing. I'm never giving up, never giving up, 'cause I'm living with my heart wide open, standing up for love. Can you feel it growing, spreading far, spreading wide? Everybody realizing change comes from inside. Standing up for love, standing up for love without a moment of regret, a second guessing.
That's Carlton with Standing Up for Love. That was in the Danish national final this year. Not getting out into the semi-final. It was stuck with the seven other songs that didn't make it to the super final. Bit of a shame there. But I love that song. It's got a killer key change and it's, it's a good feeling song. I think it's Standing Up for Love. Yes. I won't go on anymore. Right. Our next song for 2018's Eurovision Song Contest is a song from Malta. Yes, it's Christabel Björk, or she's quite simply known as Christabel. She is obviously a Maltese singer. She's a songwriter and a television presenter in Malta. She was born in 1992, making me feel incredibly old. I'm sure the majority of us too. She studied music in Mount St. Mary's College, graduating in 2014. And she began studying accounting in the University of Malta, just in case things didn't work out for her. Yes, she really did start her career as a teenager, hosting the Maltese television series Teen Trouble and Teen Traffic. Random. In 2014, Björk took part in the Eurovision Song Contest 2014 and their national selection with the song Lovetricity. I think that's how you pronounce it, yes. Placing eighth in the final, she returned to the competition in 2015 with the song Rush, and 2016 with the song Kingdom, placing second and fourth respectively. In 2018, she returned, obviously, for the fourth time with the song called Taboo, winning the competition. And she will now represent Malta at the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest in Lisbon, Portugal. So now let's hear Malta 2018. This is Christabel with Taboo.
In the silence you'll find gold, where you feel warmth, I feel so cold. Can't get no sleep, I'm up till dawn. These demons have broken my bones. And I know, and I know, and I know.
Hello, this is Dana from Ireland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Everything reminds me of you.
Warbriggs plus two for Ireland in 1977, coming third. It's nice to be in love again. Oh, one of my favourite Irish entries. Oh, yes, it really is. It really is. What's your favourite Irish entry? I'd love to know. Ireland haven't been doing particularly well in recent years for getting into the Eurovision Song Contest. They haven't qualified since 2013. Yes, they haven't got into the Saturday night show since 2013. Goodness me, it seems like an incredibly, epically long time since Ryan Dolan was the last one singing Only Love Survives, and then as well he came last. Sad shame. It didn't deserve it, I don't think, anyway. The performance was great, and I thought he sounded awesome too. Anyways, we move swiftly on. Rob's Random Requests. Yes, it's time for my husband, Rob Arritatiet, to get the two hats out, where we have one hat full of countries, we have a hat full of years, sticks his hand in both of them, picks out one country and one year. We then glue them together and we play a song randomly this week on the Eurovision Song Contest, Eurovision Showcase. I'd love to host the Eurovision Song Contest one day. we'll see. Anyways, Rob has picked the country of Luxembourg. And shockingly enough, it is an entry of theirs, which is 1973. Yes, it's their winner. Luxembourg was represented by a French singer and Marie David with the song Tu te connais toi. Yes, we are. And the 1973 contest was on home soil. Yes, on the 7th of April. Following the victory of Vicky Leandros for the Grand Duchy the previous year in Edinburgh, the song was chosen internally by the broadcaster RTL and went on to bring Luxembourg their second consecutive Eurovision victory and a fourth in total. Following the contest, Anne-Marie David recorded Tu te connais toi in various languages and enjoyed a sizable hit in many parts of Europe. The English language version of the song, Wonderful Dream, went to number 13 in the UK charts. And even before, you know, my dad's not a big Eurovision fan, but he did watch it every year, like the majority of most people in this country did. Certainly back then, more specifically, back in the 60s, 70s. My dad remembers Wonderful Dream and enjoyed it immensely, and it came 13th in the UK charts, as I just said. So it came first with 129 points, and on the night Anne-Marie David performed in 11th in the running order. Okay, and it was following Italy and preceding Sweden. The pre-contest betting had the rate entries for Spain and the United Kingdom as favourites, with Luxembourg some way behind. And the same voting system was used as the previous two contests, whereas in 1971 and 1972, contests had both produced very clear winners. But in 1973, the voting was very tight throughout. After the votes from the fourth of six groups of voters, very confusing for me to go into, but I won't bog you down with the details. The United Kingdom was ahead of Luxembourg and Spain by 3 points. The UK entry that year was Cliff Richard with Power to All Our Friends. Remember the hand going backwards and forwards? Yes, embarrassing. But Luxembourg scored strongest from the last two groups and gained a narrow victory, 4 points ahead of Spain, which was Montedares with Eres Tu, and 6 points ahead of the United Kingdom. The closeness of the result, together with complaints which have been made from the start about the system's potential for manipulation, is that it was the only system ever used in which countries did not have to present the same amount of points to award, led to the abandonment of the system before the 1974 contest in Brighton, where ABBA won, of course. So the system was changed again in 1974 and then finalised to what we know now as 1 to 8 points, then 10, then 12 points. From 1975 in Stockholm. So there we go. Now, let's hear Luxembourg 1973. It's Anne-Marie David. And you know you want me to pronounce it again. Tu te reconnais toi. There we go. Oh, dearie me. But the song directly into English is translated as You'll Recognize Yourself.
La première aventure de la vie, dans celui qui doute, dans celui qui croit. Adoré dans ceux qui ont peur.
Amazing. Anne-Marie David, Du Reconnais-toi. Yes. Luxembourg's Eurovision winner in 1973. Stick around here for the next half an hour here on the Eurovision Showcase. We have the one of the songs for UMK, for Sala Alto in Finland. We also have the new Eurovision Song Contest entries for Italy and Switzerland coming up very soon here on the Eurovision Showcase. But first, it's time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday, the 11th of February, 2018. The first semi-final in Ukraine took place on Saturday night. The qualifiers are Land with Waiting, Vilna with Forest Song, and Erezd with Heroes. The show also included performances from O Tonwald, who represented Ukraine in 2017, and including the Czech entry for this year from Mikuláš Josef with Czech Republic, and got a huge reception. Also, the first semi-final in Estelau, Estonia's national selection, took place and qualified to the final on Saturday the 3rd of March. The qualifiers are Vrare, and Iris and Olga, Stig Rista, Sevjel Vane and Alina Vacheyeva. The second semi-final of Latvia's Supernova contest took place also on Saturday night, and the qualifiers are Madra and Ritvars. The fifth heat of Lithuania's Eurovizija took place also on Saturday night, an endless selection, and we were lucky enough to have six more acts compete into the grand final of Lithuania's national final. Also on Saturday night, Iceland's first semi-final, Songs for Kettnin, took place in Reykjavik, and their three qualifiers to the national final is from Ali Olafsson with Hjem, Fokas with Aldri Gefas Up, and also Hemiljason Star with Kust Oyafeo. And nine more acts competed in the first semi-final of Hungary's national final, and I would try and pronounce it, but I will fear I will embarrass the Hungarian language, or myself at least. And finally, in Melody Festivalen, Liamu and Samir and Victor are through to the final of Melody Festivalen. They certainly did. And going into Anja Schwansen, the second chance round is Mimi Vienna with Song Burning and Margaret with In My Cabana. There we go. So, the second semi-final took place in Göteborg, in Gothenburg, basically. And the final of Melody Festivalen will take place in the Friends Arena in Uppsala. I think it's in Uppsala, is it? Well, it's at least in north of Stockholm. And it will take place on Saturday, the 10th of March. But that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Ari-Tuttit, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM, right across East Dorset, West Hampshire, and the New Forest on the south coast of the United Kingdom. East Dorset's favourite station.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
So it's now time for us to play the first song of UMK 2018. Yes, it's the Finnish national final. Now, as we all know, I'm sure, Sala Alto has already been selected to represent Finland at the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest in Lisbon, Portugal, in the Antitlis Arena. Yes, so she is releasing one song a week every Friday up until the Finnish national final, and there's going to be three songs. So we've got 3 weeks of teases before we get to the Finnish national final. Exciting times. And obviously Sanna Aalto came second in the X Factor right here in the United Kingdom in 2016. So now, let's hear Sanna Aalto with Monsters. And it's available now to download on iTunes or listen on Spotify.
Closed my eyes so I couldn't see it. Felt so numb, but now I'm ready to feel it. So tonight I'm making friends with all the creatures that are hiding there under my bed. I ain't gonna hold on to these.
Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Sto pregando per chi non ha ancora capito che la vita è soltanto un gran dolore. Chi crede quanto è scritto rinascerà di certo, un grande giorno dolce quel sarà. Io sto pregando per voi, per tutto il male intorno che circonda la vita. Io sto pregando per tutti, per i sogni distrutti, perché non credere. Io sto pregando domani, il cielo e il sole e stelle, che perdoni ogni sbaglio. Io sto pregando
pregando per tutti e i sogni distrutti, perché non credere. Io sto pregando domani, il cielo sono le stelle, che perdoni ogni sbaglio. Io sto pregando per quelli che cercano l'amore e non sanno dov'è. Sto pregando nel silenzio dei ricordi, che ritorni ancora il tempo dei miei sogni. Risplenderà una luce per quelli che sapranno cercare il sole nell'oscurità.
I don't know what it is about that song, but it's just so special to me, and that's my favourite Swiss entry ever. Giulio was Stobregando. I think it came about 17th or 19th at the 94 Eurovision Song Contest for Switzerland, but my goodness me, it deserved so much better. Okay, it's now time for us to hear the Swiss entry for 2018. Oh my goodness me, this is a good one. This is from the group Zibs. They are a brother and sister duo, and the song is called Stones. It stormed away with a public vote and the jury vote in the Swiss national final. And my goodness me, I think this is a good song. It's probably the best Switzerland have sent since the Malta, I think, in 2014. Nothing to take away from the previous acts. But yeah, I love Time Bell. And I thought Raya was a bit weird in 2016. And Melanie René was just stunningly beautiful, and I'm surprised she came last in her semi-final. But this, I don't think it's going to be last at all. I think this is going to qualify. I really do. What do you think? This is Switzerland 2018. This is from Zibs, Z-I-B-B-Z, with Stones here on the Eurovision Showcase.
Wild joker on a gold throne, blood diamonds summer home, wrong people with the right to know, but I can't do anything about it. All saying that life's hard, don't want it in our backyard. We should be further from the start, but I can't do anything about it. We're so afraid we fire away. What's a life worth? We're so afraid, repeat the mistake. Just to confess, when lies in the face of facts, a different one from about the same attack. No, I ain't throwing stones. No, I ain't throwing stones. Every lesson lost in the past, pardon me, but I don't wanna go back. No, I ain't throwing stones. No, I ain't throwing stones. Think the boogeyman'll get me. Think different is the enemy. It's been this way for centuries, and I can't do anything about it. Can't wait to light the cannonball. Can't face the mirror, says it all. Sins of the father make us fall, and I can't do anything about it. We're so afraid we fire away. Just to confess, when the lie is in the face of facts, a different
Dibs with Stones, Switzerland 2018, here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Oh yes indeed. Now it's time for us to hear a live version of a song from the Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking. And we're heading over to, again, the 1994 Eurovision Song Contest, which was hosted in the Point Theatre in Dublin, Ireland, which is now known as the 3 Arena. Or it was previously the O2, but it is the 3 Arena in Dublin. Okay, so we're heading to Portugal. And their entry that came 8th in the 94 contest with 73 points. And they were represented by Sara Tavares with the song Chama a Música, which means call the song. There we go. This is a stunning performance, and the live vocal on the night was perfect. Absolutely perfect, and it's such a beautiful song, and I really want to share it with you. So Portugal 1994, Sara Tavares with Chama a Música.
Esta noite vou ficar assim, prisioneira desse olhar de mel pousado em mim. Vou chamar a música, pôr à prova a minha voz, uma trova só para nós. Esta noite vou viver. It can catch you off guard like bad crimes. Yes, it can make you depressed and angry, make you say, why me? Why won't anybody try me? You might be saying, I ain't
remember, don't rush it. If it ain't right, it is wrong, and you'll be crying. Why me? Why won't anybody try me? You might be saying, ooh, I don't wanna be lonely. Ooh, I don't wanna be by myself. Ooh, don't wanna be lonely. No, no, no. Why ain't anybody loving me? Now, but there's always someone out there who'll be there for you. And there's always someone out there who will care for you. There's always someone out there who'll be true, true, true. Hold on, hold on, be strong. And yes, there's always someone out there who'll be there for you. And there's always someone out there who will care for you. There's always someone out there who'll be true, true, true. Hold on, hold on, be strong. Hold on, hold on, be strong, my child. Hold on, be strong.
Maria Hoyaka Strong with Hold On, Be Strong. That was Norway's fifth place song at the 2008 Eurovision Song Contest in Belgrade. Yes, in Serbia. Right, okay, it's now time for us to play our final song that was decided, well, last night in Sanremo. Yes, the 68th edition of Sanremo's music festival came to an end, and as expected, apparently, Elmo Meta and Fabrizio Moro won the crown and what became the winners of Sanremo's music festival. Now, it seemed that they emerged as the clear favourites of the competition and going into it. But apparently the second place group, Lo Stazio Sociale, was headed for a surprise victory, but the winners overshadowed all of the competitors in every field of all of the awards that night. So, and the interesting thing here is that Rai still haven't released an official statement about them representing Italy at the Eurovision Song Contest, but Amala and Fabrizio announced that they will represent Italy in Lisbon during the traditional press conference after the final of Sanremo. So, the Italian entry for 2018's Eurovision Song Contest is from Elmo Meta and Fabrizio Moro with the song Non mi aventi fiato niente. I hope I pronounced that right, which means in English, you did not do anything for me. Italy in 2018.
Non lo sanno che ore sono adesso. Il sole sulla Rambla oggi non è lo stesso. In Francia c'è un concerto, la gente si diverte. Qualcuno canta forte, qualcuno grida a morte. A Londra piove sempre ma oggi non fa male. Il cielo non fa sconti, neanche un funerale. A Nizza il mare rosso di fuochi e di vergogna. Di gente sull'asfalto e sangue nella fogna.
E questo corpo enorme che noi chiamiamo terra, ferito nei suoi organi dall'Asia all'Inghilterra. Galassie di persone disperse nello spazio, ma quello più importante, lo spazio di un abbraccio, di madri senza figli, di figli senza padri, di volti illuminati come muri senza quadri, minuti di silenzio spezzati da una voce. Non mi avete fatto niente,
non mi avete fatto niente, non mi avete tolto niente. Questa è la mia vita che va avanti, oltre tutto, oltre la gente. Non mi avete fatto niente, non avete avuto niente. Perché tutto va oltre le vostre inutili guerre.
C'è chi si fa la croce, chi prega sui tappeti, le chiese e le moschee, gli imam e tutti i preti, ingressi separati della stessa casa, miliardi di persone che sperano in qualcosa.
Braccia senza mani, facce senza nomi, scambiamoci la pelle, in fondo siamo umani, perché la nostra vita non è un punto di vista e non esiste bomba pacifista.
Non mi avete fatto niente, non mi avete tolto niente. Questa è la mia vita che va avanti, oltre tutto, nostre inutili guerre. Cadranno in grattacieli le metropolitane, i muri di contrasto alzati per il pane, ma contro ogni terrore che ostacola il cammino, il mondo si rialza col sorriso di un bambino. Col sorriso di un bambino. Col sorriso di un bambino. Consapevole che tutto più non torna, la felicità volava come vola via una bolla.
Something really different from Italy this year. That's from Ermal Mattar and Fabrizio Moro. Non mi aviante fiato niente. You did not do anything for me. Italy 2018. Well, that is the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM for another week. I hope you can join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. only here on Forest FM on Sunday the 18th of February. But look after yourselves and enjoy the week. My goodness me. Follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase and like the Facebook page. Of course, please, the Eurovision Showcase. It'd be lovely to hear from you and know that you're listening. Take care. Arrivederci. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. And have a lovely week and stay safe. Toodaloo.